unfortunately.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, this is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Curry Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Don't turn down the music. Don't turn it down. Turn it up. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sinful estatism out of your head. Not a guarantee.
Jim Sober.
Can you feel it?
Allegedly.
Jim hasn't done Kratom in 22 minutes.
Hashtag please donate.
Hashtag please donate hash.
Kratom. I can buy Kratom with Bitcoin, so please.
Everybody can buy Kratom with Bitcoin. You make it sound like you've got a special deal or something.
I don't.
Freedom Fiends.
It's for everybody.
Worms.
But yeah, share the love.
This is Michael Dean. We're talking to Angela Keaton. She's
in the K-hole.
Angela's in the K-hole. She's in this weird box. We're doing this weird kink tonight where she's in a crate, but she tells us what to do. I don't even know what to call that. I don't like it. But she's in a box. Go ahead and talk, Angela. Speak!
You wanted good audio. Now you're going to have good audio.
Yep. She built a little...
In the box.
She built a little...
My head is in a box.
If you Google... no budget sound booth, you'll get what Angela's in. It's basically a box, a couple feet square, if that, filled with foam with a microphone in it, open on one side, with her head stuck in the box. Sounds kind of like a phone booth, and young people don't know what a phone booth is, but Jim, describe a phone booth. What does Superman do now? Climb into his Android phone?
Apparently, didn't they make a movie about a phone booth not too long ago or something?
Maybe. Yeah. But it was like the last one on Earth. That was the name.
It was the last one.
Yeah.
So it's this big glass box that homeless people pee in. And
kind of like how a library is a big building where homeless people pee and sleep and look at porn.
Then they turn on the ad blocker. So now it's pretty much useless. Or the net nanny.
Well, porn is ads, isn't it, in some way or another? It's free commerce, baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm looking for some C++ programmers willing to change the world for no money up front. That's my whole ad. Hey, I've done it before. We're talking on Fiend Phone, right?
You're going to have people like... climbing over each other to get this opportunity. Yeah.
Well, there's probably some homeless guy in San Francisco who was a kick butt programmer in the .com era who's currently living in the bathroom of the San Francisco Public Library on Van Nuys Avenue. And, he could work from the library, I'm sure. You know, the first time I ever went online was in 1990, and it was at the San Francisco Public Library using something called Gopher. You know what Gopher is? You ever heard
of
that?
Yes, I actually met the guy who built Gopher.
Was he? I'll bet he was either really skinny with a beard or really fat with a beard.
He was really skinny with the ponytail.
I just described every program in the world. He's got to be one or the other, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark McKay,
if you're medium build programmers need not apply because you're not a real programmer if you're within 10% of average body weight.
Are they usually big neck beards?
They usually look like comic book guy or they look like Derek Slopey.
Yeah,
skinny with a beard.
Horrible people.
Or really fat.
Horrible
with a beard.
People.
We're horrible. I'm fat with no beard. I've never been able to grow a beard. I had a beard once for about a month. And I was like, ugh, this itches. Get rid of it. And I've been told it stops itching after, a while. But I've heard that, too, about, men having anal sex with you. And I've never really cottoned to that after a few times. So,
Are you saying that you were talking to Brian Doherty? Is that what's going on here? Did I miss something? I'm sorry.
Who said that?
I don't know.
What?
Carry on.
Did Angela say something?
No. I'm just sitting here not trying to suffocate inside the box because there's not as much fresh air in the box.
I'm going to say something during the break. I'm not going to say now, but Jim's going to be a little embarrassed. All right.
Okay.
So were you making a beard joke? Was that the Brian Doherty thing?
No.
What was it?
No.
I don't get it.
Just forget about it. You missed it. It's too late now.
All right, so we're also looking for hosts. We have an open call. I actually got one tonight. I got an email with a guy who recorded something and said he's been a Fiend fan forever and liked it. And yeah, man. So it might work out. He's probably
listening. Did he call into Free Talk Live and ask
Braden?
And ask about
No.
Ask if Mark was in a cult. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So is he funny?
Is he funny? Hey, Braden, are you funny? Email me. He just emailed me, so I'm assuming he's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what radio. That's what nationally syndicated radio is for. Really, is to talk to one person because you're too lazy to type, isn't it?
Email me a joke. My email is cooldude420@gmail.com.
Yeah.
AOL.
Yeah.
Some poor fool is being spammed. Some poor beta tester for Google.
I know.
Who probably was in college libertarians and still does Linux.
I know.
And thinks it's cool.
And is a skinny guy with a beard sitting next to his best friend who's a fat guy with a beard. And they know C++, and they should definitely quit working for Google and get rid of all the benefits and the perks and the health insurance and the dental for your wife and your kids and your cousin and all the free smoothies at the smoothie bar and the six-figure.
Well, that's asking.
And you should come work for me. I'll pay you in Freedom Fiends buttons, and we'll change the world together, dude.
And Kratom.
And Kratom. Not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
I couldn't get it fast enough. All right. And Kratom.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What else we got?
I guess she wanted to talk about Trump.
Ew.
Can you believe it or not? Like,
no, we're not done. We're not done with the intros yet. So, Jim, please go to freedomfiends.com. That's http://. Actually, it's https, but we're still trying to make it work. HTTPS, because
do I have to type the www in?
No, just go to Free Feeds, go to the latest. I want you to read one of the comments on last night's thing with you and me. Okay. There's a great anonymous coward wrote, well, it's actually anonymous wrote, this is pretty funny. I want you to read this. You got it, Jim?
Yeah. Okay, so dang it, the 2 days of incessant whining. Would have loved to listen to a show with Miller, Miller, and Hugo, but I can't force myself to listen to any more whining. What a effing downer. And he capitalized effing. And there's like a whole like eight ellipses between some of these sentences.
Yes,
by the
which
way.
Which is far too many. There should be three between sentences and four at the end of the sentence. Because one of them is yes. Are you gonna pull your look, my grammar Nazi can beat up your grammar Nazi.
It's not grammar, it's punctuation. I'll have you know.
Thank you,
sir.
You win. But anyway, so basically, we're sitting here arguing.
Periods.
We're arguing about the period on the iota, and this guy, and wondering why this guy's going after 2 days of just you and me, basically, and Hugo getting droned a lot, basically wondering why this guy's saying 2 days of incessant whining.
Good old Anonymous. And then you responded, you're wrong.
Not a guarantee.
Allegedly.
Right. Yeah. You did it wrong.
I did it wrong. Yeah.
All right. Try that again. Lol, you're wrong. Wow, you are really slow.
Not a guarantee.
I was typing something to this guy that wants to be a fiend.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
What?
I couldn't wait for a break. We had
to. So the other announcement I have is that after a couple years of successful implementation, the BIPCOT license, including on Bitcoin and on a whole bunch of other cool stuff, including Cell 411, the BIPCOT NoGov license is going to have its first ever update soon. And basically, it's going to add a libertarian indulgence, which means that, you know, mailmen and future Snowdens who are government contractors can use the stuff, but it still can't be used by politicians, goons who carry guns, cops, three-letter agency people, etc. So and the debate, the raging debate right now, which rivals the block size debate in Bitcoin in number of people involved and the anger, is whether this the libertarian indulgence should be on or off. The majority seem to be saying so far it should be on, and we can still make fun of people anyway. And how will they learn if they can't use our stuff? And they'll still use it anyway, regardless. A few people are adamant that it should be off. And one person suggested, and I really like this, that it should be off by default, and I should charge Bitcoin and sell indulgences like the medieval church. I really kind of like that idea.
But, you know, without the no government thing. So you're going to allow post office workers. I think post office workers should be a decent exception because they're at least trying to pretend like they're not government.
Yeah. And they're technically government contractors, but, you know.
But cops? No.
No way. Cops never. And also not government cops. Basically not government contractors who carry a gun for the government or order the carrying of guns. I think that's all I'll worry.
Firemen? Like, are we going to distinguish between just regular firemen or volunteer firemen?
Well, volunteer firemen like Mark Edge obviously are not government employees.
Okay. And
how would they be? I mean, that's, I wouldn't even consider that
okay
in the equation.
Well, I guess the department would be something and they're working for pay.
Well, you know, the thing is basically so many people in
Let's have a 3-hour discussion on the Mises Institute about whether or not these people are really government agents.
Because the Mises Institute would actually have a board of directors to discuss this. And really, I'm taking input, but I'm going to decide. Because this decentralized license is run by me. So, yeah. But it's really run by everybody because people are free to use adaptations of it or not use, you know, use whatever they want of it. You know, somebody could say, I will only ever use, and I'll put that in the update. You know, you can,
what,
you
can someone can make a BIPCOT no commie license. So like anybody can use it, including governments, but they just can't be commies.
The BIPCOT fashy license.
Yeah. The no fash license.
Yeah. The fashionable fascist license. You know, Hugo the Boss
fashion victims.
Hugo Boss designed all the Nazi uniforms. Google it, people. I have the documents. I'm sure that somebody respectable is making Trump suits, too. Probably someone that he's snorted coke off a hooker with at a party.
Allegedly.
Hugo Boss is making the frogs gay.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, Meow Bit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Safe space.
It's very safe here.
How's the view in there?
Safe space.
It's actually really beautiful. The blue light glistens on the black drop. You're just like
the black drop.
It's beautiful. Just like icy and sparkly.
What's your drug of choice tonight? I like your choice of slurs.
Life.
I don't mean the ethnic ones. I mean how you're misspeaking.
And it's ebullience.
Ebullience?
Yes.
Is that what you kids are calling it?
I don't know what
now?
That is.
I don't know what that is.
Is that a strain?
Although my friend Little Mike thought Kratom was a district in The Hobbit. It sounds like it
That's
could be.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
A libertarian?
No. No.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
He hates, well, probably a left anarchist, but probably wouldn't even call himself that. He hates politics. Little Mike, I've known him for years.
You haven't defooed him yet, right?
Haven't what?
You haven't defooed him yet.
Deflowered him. No, I'm going to deflower him of his remaining statism. I don't know. He's one of my San Francisco formerly lefty friends who's been... he's still my lefty friend because he's been making fun of both candidates throughout the whole last couple months. I like that in a leftist. Even if he's a Bernie Sanders fan, I like people, which he may not be, but I like people who, you know, just hate Hillary and hate Trump. That's a good
I think
hate.
It's interesting. There was an article about all these lefties that didn't vote for Clinton but voted for Bernie Sanders or for Jill Stein or whatever, wrote him in.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, Donald Trump would have won if only we had Bernie Sanders running against him. And, like, they were talking about some of the oppo that was on Bernie Sanders, the opposition research. And a lot of it was damning.
What's oppo?
The opposition research. Like, there was a lot of stuff where he was, like defending Castro and all kinds of other stuff that was just horrible. I wish I had it on hand, but, yeah, it was pretty damning. There was no way he could have. They would have just dumped it all out in October, and he would have lost. Yeah.
Hey, so... Brandon, I like everything you wrote back, including that when I said you shouldn't have a toddler or a baby, you said, ew, I have a cat, though. I think that's enough to try you out on the Fiend. So go download Fiend Phone, and we'll install it. We'll hook you up during the break and just throw you on the show and try it. How's that? All right. That's how we do it here on the Fiend.
Bad audio is a hate crime. My cat does like to make an occasional appearance every once in a while. You'll hear her.
I know.
She doesn't meow. It's more of a... I don't know what's wrong with her, but that's the way she meows. It's always the way she... what are you going to do?
I don't know. Not be a fascist, but I am fascist.
I'm not fascist.
Meow better.
I make lumberjacks look fashionable, man. I dress like an overweight, middle-aged lesbian. Which is
I don't know if that's unfashionable. That's the new trend right now. Is the lumber sexuals?
Lumber sexual? No, but I don't wear lumber shirts. I wear T-shirts with cats on them.
That's,
like a middle-aged, overweight
stunning,
lesbian.
It's a stunning admission.
It is. I like to have my eating pants on, as Margaret Cho says. Back, she used to be funny too. We were talking about that Sarah Silverman, Margaret Cho. Who else? Oh, God, who's the guy?
I still think that Margaret Cho is redeeming qualities, but I have never gotten my head around Sarah Silverman. I just don't get it.
All of them have just gone so... I mean, Steve Miller really brought this to my attention, but I was noticing in the back of my head before that, like, over the past, I don't know, 2 years or year, basically since there's been an election looming in the distance... All of the comedians I used to like have just started not being funny and not even telling jokes. They just go up and bash Republicans, and that's supposed to be funny.
David Cross is hilarious. Like, when he writes stuff for...
David Cross?
Yeah, Mr. Show or
with I like
Bobby
when he
David.
Was baked on Marin. Did you see that? That was funny.
Yeah, but then he gets up on stand-up, Marin. And he's like, I can just say my political opinions and people
Marin
think
won't
that's
do that.
Funny.
That was
that's
a horrible thing I, special.
You can tell Marin's an inveterate liberal, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't get political. Yeah. I haven't
David
seen him do
Cross
stand-up, though,
David Cross has been
lately.
Doing that allegedly. Since I even knew who he was. Like, when the whole punk voter thing was around,
and he's
that's
really
how
annoying.
I came across it.
He's got a voice that he could not be on the Freedom Fiends.
But he can be really funny in his roles.
Yes. Mr. Show was brilliant.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He can be very, very funny. He just shouldn't speak his mind.
Yeah. Or think that that's funny. His political speech. Like, that's the new... stand-up routine is just like, oh my god,
yelling
like
at the right.
Racist, Republicans are so racist. That's funny, guys. Laugh at me.
It's been difficult to watch Chelsea Handler night after night, or the three nights a week she's
or
on.
Amy Schumer.
I have a vagina.
Yeah.
A low point.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
So what'd you say, Jim? Who died?
Courage.
Aleppo.
Courage and cowardly Turkey. Passed away. It was the Turkey that the God King Emperor Barack Obama pardoned in 2009.
I hate that. That is the most specious. You know, it's pardoning the turkey is portrayed as this like cutesy thing for the kids that presidents do, but it has an underlying undertone, undercurrent, which is basically, I control the life and death of everyone in this country. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people listening who are really glad Trump won and hate Hillary. I hate Hillary too, but I'm sure there's people listening who are like, oh, you're these talk radio people just take it too far. The turkey thing is fun. Come on. Nope. It's proving that they can kill you at any time. And they can.
What they should do is pardon a crab. I'm hearing music from
I'm hearing Angela. A spring. Was that a boing in Angela's head?
What Angela? Is wrong? There's no noises except the ones inside me.
I saw it. I saw it on the meters.
So we were talking during the break. What did you say about vaginas, Jim? I thought we were live. And I was go ahead and say it again. We'll do the whole bit.
No.
And I said...
because context is lost.
Okay, well, we were talking about female comedians before we went to the break and how they used to be funny and before they... And not just female, but liberal comedians who now they just yell
Amy
at the right.
I don't think Amy Schumer was ever funny. Can you point
to
a time? I
thought she was funny. Yeah, never. Like 17 years ago when she was 12.
No, Louis C.K. is horrible to listen to now.
I
don't know about that. Yeah,
he's way too into
the two balding middle-aged kind of paunchy guys are like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree.
One who has red hair and looks exactly like Louis C.K.
Well, I shaved my goatee, so I don't look like him anymore. But you know, I grow it back. I can doppelgang. I'm sure.
Yeah. You could probably get some girl to sleep with you, like thinking you're Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
Better Call Saul reference. No, but I was saying that, you know, also, like, you pointed out that now, like, a lot of the comedy of women is just, I have a vagina, and I'm loose. And I'm kind of like,
that's it.
Didn't they fight
Samantha
for
Bee,
decades to
Schumer.
Not be thought of as just someone who has a vagina and has sex?
No matter what women do, men see them as vaginas. That doesn't change. It doesn't matter whether a woman, you know...
Silence, a woman. Men are talking. I'm kidding.
I don't see Amy Schumer that way, that's for sure.
But Amy Schumer's never been funny, and I want to say that on behalf of feminists.
She's a little funny.
No, she's not.
No, she's not funny. Her bit has always been, I have a vagina. I have sex with lots of guys. I mean, sometimes it works. I forget where her name
was. And she's a drunk. You forgot. And I'm a drunk.
Oh, is she?
Oh, that's part of her joke, too. It's not just about having a lot of sex. It's about getting drunk a lot and having a lot of sex with a lot of guys whose names she can't remember.
Which, you know, fantastic. That's great. But any woman can have sex with any man.
Lisa
it's an accomplishment
Lampinelli.
To find a man. Lisa Lampinelli, there's another one.
That's her. That's the one you're thinking
She's
of, right?
She's funny. She can actually off the I have sex with lots of guys thing. But she's clever about it. And it's not always
she's a little
just
older.
About that.
She's a little older. She has to be funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a joke that she said that got me dying when I first heard it. She said, like, her butt has seen more black hands on it than the hood of a cop car. And I was dead. I died.
Wow.
I almost died. I went
That's
to
great.
The hospital.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard.
So, Lisa Lampinelli.
Lisa Lampinelli.
You know, sorry. That we're trying to think of her name.
I know
I said,
who she is.
You know,
yes.
that female Jewish comedian that talks about sex
okay.
a lot.
Well, yeah, okay, her, but like that you're one. Saying she has to be funnier because she's older. So you're saying that sex appeal is somewhat relevant in a comedian's success.
Yes, absolutely.
I
with
don't
women,
that.
With women,
because
to an extent,
Sarah Silverman is horrible now, but she used to be hilarious.
She used to be also, cute too.
Yeah. She still is.
She used to be effable.
But
they're
but,
all
they
used to be effable.
But just knowing
effable.
Who she is just makes me not want anything to do with her.
That's going
to
be the name of this episode. I used to be effable. That's at least the poll quote for Fiends Out of Context. So wait, are you saying that men... I'm misunderstanding Angela.
Objectify women no matter what they
okay,
do.
Okay, I thought you were saying
don't
they
do.
Don't.
We
I thought you were
wear,
saying,
you know,
because when you said, I'll just shut up and let you
we
talk.
We wear nuns' habits. We can wear scarves,
she's talking
whatever.
About
we can wear
feminism.
Pentecostal outfits. We can wear bikinis and thongs and pasties. It doesn't matter. You all react the same way. It's something. It's an entire collective of men, the gender. It's just, you're defective.
I don't.
I know,
you know
you
what?
Will say that you don't.
No, no.
You do.
I don't. I'm not saying I'm like, oh, I'm one of these pure men who blah, blah, blah. You know what, though? I've kind of lost my sex drive from being sick, and I kind of hope it doesn't come back.
Hmm.
Really?
Interesting coming from a person who used to have a sex podcast, right?
Right. Well, I got it all out of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not doubting you or saying that
you're
bad.
You got all the sex out of you. All the sex is out of you. Okay. All right. That's what. Okay. Yeah. All the sex is out of you.
All
right.
Yeah.
So
all out of me. Down. It's out of me far more than it used to be. And
once all the pouches have been emptied, it's
yeah.
No
I can
back.
Still, you know, do it. But I don't need the little blue pills. But it's more like it's kind of like a great weight is lifted off of me. Put it this way, Angela, a woman, unlike with most younger men. A woman better be damn interesting for me to want her to be in my life in any capacity, you know? I'll say that much. I'm not saying it makes me, you know, clearer headed or like that if it suddenly came back in a big way, I wouldn't go back to being a, you know, like all men are and claim they're not. But no, man, I'm broken
so
and I like
it.
It's
giving you clarity.
Yeah.
So testosterone poisons, and now you have clarity.
I still have a lot of testosterone, though. I got measured.
Okay.
There's always a medical angle here.
Well, there's a medical angle is that I've been close to death for about 2 years, and I'm also on about 12 different medications that have a lot of individual and conflicting side effects, probably also. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, but women always complain that men objectify women. Like, the first thing we do when we see women is size them up, which is true. But how many of you look down and look at our feet? The first thing that we do, like, women always look at the shoes. Cause
really? 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 Has this ever occurred? No.
That's not true, because they're busy staring at my large nose.
No, they size up the shoes, because
that
usually shows...
Which has similar connotations.
I don't know. The shoes kind of show whether or not you got a savings account. Am I right, fam?
Oh. You're not talking about penis size to foot size.
No.
Money.
No. Women,
money,
women
right?
At the end of the day, don't really care about that. That's why That's why sending pictures like that are always ineffective and goofy and actually counterproductive. Yeah.
Are you private parts?
Yes, private parts. Okay. No one wants those pictures, but I don't know why everybody seems to want to give them to everybody all the time.
Shoes?
Hey baby, let me send you a shoe pic.
Yeah.
Check out
my new Adidas.
It's like stealing my soul.
So from now on, instead of taking those kind of pictures, I'm just going to send like pictures of my shoe, like, "Oh, check out my new DCs. Holla at your boy."
So, hey, we got a bar. Let's put on a show. We got a fiend phone. Let's put on a show.
Yeah.
That's what they used to say back in the Catskills. Oh, my Catskill joke. Angela probably took more creative and won't laugh as hard. But I was talking about the women who are just filthy mouth now, which I don't have a problem with, but I just don't think that alone is humor. And I said, I liked back in the old days, the Catskills comedians, they didn't have to work blue, and they were funny. Nice. That's actually a recording of Angela laughing the first time. I made an app during the break. that plays Angela laughing. That's what we need. We need all the lady laugh tracks, as yes. Steve calls them, from this show.
We're missing yeah. the lady laugh track. I thought I was going to have two for tonight, but I didn't.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that. One.
Yeah, I've never done a show with Diana, well, at least sober.
That so. You remember, that I know.
No, I remember it. I remember it vividly, in color. Lots of color, but I didn't. But unfortunately, yeah, I wasn't on my A game. But
yeah, my wife makes more than me. We're back to the like women only okay. care about money, but you know yes. that's not always true. So
I didn't say women only care about money.
Well, when you said that it's the first, they look at your shoes first.
Well, I interpreted that very differently.
Were you talking about
not
size?
I didn't say
members.
Yeah,
size?
Unfortunately. Angela? I unfortunately thought you were talking
it's
about
your
the
shoe size in half.
Plus eight.
If that was true, Ron Jeremy would be wearing clown boots.
But, I mean, it's not something that I don't think anyone cares about.
I thought the big nose means a big schlong, but this big shoe. I guess big shoes can be a big schlong too.
This is a distasteful conversation.
Schlong. Hey, no, this is the Adirondacks comics backstage after the show having drinks together. So I have a big schlong. Look at my shoes.
Someone's never listened to Dr. Ruth before.
Speaking of Yiddish, I call Jim a schlub in his app. How come all the words, the Yiddish words that are for a bad person of some kind or another, start with SCH?
Yeah, they all sound like innocent sounding, don't they?
Schlub.
All the Yiddish insults, yeah. But
I don't know the rest of them, but I would say, tell us, Angela, but I don't know if she spoke Yiddish, but she grew up in Brooklyn, right? Didn't you?
No.
Italian people in Brooklyn speak.
Wrong bureau.
Did you say bureau? You're really high.
That was really triggering.
I want whatever burrow drug she's on, man, because she's just mispronouncing words in interesting ways. That's an interesting side effect. I lost my sex drive. Angela can't talk, but she still talks interestingly, and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
She has a lot to say.
She wants about to see schlong.
About not schlongs? Having what? Sex drive gives you clarity.
Yeah.
I want more men to adopt that. I want men to have that clarity.
You want a tasty gel to come from a major pharmaceutical company that only does that, and then like, then have celebrities like endorse it, so people want to use it.
Didn't they have a cure for that? Didn't they describe a cure for that in the movie Something About Mary, to have clarity when you go out on dates or something like
Maybe.
That?
Maybe. Oh, did something you like wank that. Before?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So what she's saying is, if I need to have clarity in order to leave the house, so I should take care of some business before I leave.
Well, for me, though, when I had a sex drive, my sex drive my whole life, until it just kind of stopped and I was comfortable with it, was such that I would have to have clarity like that 8 or 10 times a day to have clarity.
Wow.
To clarify myself 10 times a day.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean.
At least 6 or 7.
This is what radio sounds like now.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other Chrome robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
There was a Saturday Night Live. I better not do this to the audience.
You're going to have to do this joke over because no one heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's
so
blasting.
I guess there was a Saturday Night Live's new sketch or whatever.
You should turn it down half as loud. Did you turn it down? Sounds like you did.
Turn what?
Jim, listen to me for a second, yes. please. Nothing you said was heard. I've been listening lately, and since they've, like, all the board ops are quit, and they've got, like, one guy who's still competent, but he's doing six shows at once, he didn't turn down the beautiful music that I created. And I've been listening to our shows lately, and when that happens, it's like loud, loud rock music, and Jim Kidd's going,
and Jeff Rickenbach said,
Jeff Rickenbach.
So I think you should start that joke over, because it was good, and it was dope.
Right. Well, I was trying to fit it in before we came back in, but it didn't work anyway. But I might as well say it now, since something was uttered and people were listening. So Saturday Night Live had a joke, and it was funny. It's one of those rare occasions that happens every once in a while. So they had this news announcer, and he says, the dating app Tinder announced, which is the swipe left if you like this girl and you can hook up somewhere. Yeah. So Tinder is the dating app, announced that they were going to feature this week, which gives 37 different gender identity options. It's called Why Democrats Lost the Election.
They've actually been really funny. They've been taking that well, which surprises me because, well, not really, because they had someone dressed
the
as
first
Hillary.
One.
They had someone dressed as Hillary singing Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. Like the day after he died. That's just worse than cancer on so many levels.
It wasn't funny. It was a wake.
I love that song. It's not funny, though.
It was mourning.
I mean, you could even make a funny joke about Leonard Cohen dying. I did, which was tell the fact that, yes, indeed, his daughter, Lorca Cohen, who used to be my roommate in San Francisco, once told me that she came home tripping on LSD. Angela, have you heard this story?
No.
You probably know her. Not because you're in that part of town. No, but I'll tell you later why you probably know her. But,
oh, West no, Hollywood but, jokes.
Yeah, no, because she said that when she was 14, she came home tripping, and her dad's like, "Hi, honey, how you doing? You look interesting. What's up?" And she's like, "I took some LSD, Dad." And he's like, "Oh, I've got just the movie you should watch," and popped in his VHS copy of 100 Nights of Sodom. Do you know that movie, Angela? That art film? That's
I
the Italian.
I have heard of it.
The,
yes,
the Italian art film that you can't buy because it's considered child porn, but it's really a cautionary example against fascism. It's 2 hours of Italian soldiers raping and pooping on young teenagers, and that was Leonard Cohen's parenting, and it was true. And I made a joke. Apparently, he was a good father, but my friend, his daughter, told me that that's what he had her watch when she came home tripping at 14, probably to scare her straight or something. I don't know, but that's a good Leonard Cohen joke, and it's real, but no, they didn't do it right. But they did make a great joke on Saturday Night Live, which is
The bubble.
Describe the bubble, Jim. So it was awesome.
So it was an ad for the new city state that was developing called the bubble, and it's only for progressives. And it's basically
like Brooklyn
just
a
giant
bubble.
It's Brooklyn with a bubble. That's what it was. And they're like, oh,
not Greenpoint.
They're like, we'll have our own firemen and police. Parts. Well, no, because no policemen or firemen want to be here.
Yeah, that was the best joke.
And they only allow internet access to HuffPo and Daily Kos.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And
McSweeney's
is hot.
And McSweeney's.
Yeah, that's
I like the guy reading
picks
McSweeney's.
In 1996.
The guy reading McSweeney's was like, clever.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't even really make a laugh. It was like, clever.
I think the worst of all of those lefty news organizations has to be Alternate, because every other article is about Ayn Rand is literally Hitler. Yeah. Can you, like, they'll dig through her reading and just find something and kind of take it out of context and be like, look, she doesn't want you to give to poor people. Isn't she horrible?
It's not true. Although it kind of is true.
Sort of. It's sort of true.
I don't like
complex.
Ayn Rand because she's so
cold.
She's selfish. Yeah, like,
she's,
you know,
she's cold.
You shouldn't
she's
have cold to give to poor people, but she kind of doesn't want you to give to poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she wants you to understand if you give to poor people, that it's an act of selfishness. That you're doing it to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
That all acts and all acts.
But she makes you feel bad. That's the problem.
And not to sacrifice yourself.
She coqueshes you. She coqueshes you about it.
Oh.
In the parking
lot. Do you like my my definition in the show notes, Jim? I worked pretty hard on that. Coquesh, verb. Did you read it?
No, I'll read it during the break.
Really?
And we're going to go to the free market in the newsroom.
I think you should read it on the show when you come back.
Your mom's a show.
My mom's dead.
Hi, have you heard about Bitcoin?
Ross Ulbricht was sentenced to life in prison for operating the Silk Road. But that's not the end of the story. Ross is trying to get out, but he needs your help. The free Rossathon is happening Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 10 p.m. Eastern, featuring Roger Ver, Cody Wilson, Doug Casey, Tom Woods, and dozens of equally seditious speakers. Go to freeross.org right now and register for this free event. It's a fundraiser for Ross's appeal, so prepare to be inspired. FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Now, this machine kills fascists and socialists. This is the Freedom Beans.
Do you have the other outro, or should I do this one? I only know the one.
Broadcasting for Pod Bay 2 AM, I'm above sea level at Intergalactic Furry Studios, where we alter your locus release by warming your synapses between Jupiter and radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to give the scent from the state of them out of your head. Can you feel it? Michael W. Dean and Angela Keaton.
Yes.
Awesome. The Freedom Feeds is covered by a BIPCOT. No government license. It allows use by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. Did Michael come out of his K-hole?
I think I remember hearing someone yell in the background. Maybe something hit the ground, maybe a shot or something. And then
yeah, I think he may have spilt his drink again, which, by the way, he was lecturing us all on, don't have open containers of liquids near your audio equipment. It's bad. Yes. And then, you know, spills audio water all over his mixer board. Ah, triggered. So tell me about Trump. How are you feeling about this new Trump administration, Angela?
I don't feel a darn thing.
You're just numb at this point, right?
I don't care which fascist administers the police state. I don't care which fascist is the one that kills the world's children.
Right. But there's, this new, I think it was the Department of Defense or Secretary of Defense choice. Wasn't he just like they're showing up all these clips of him talking where he's saying like, oh yeah, Islam is absolutely terrible in every single way. And, you know, there's no good. It's just a political ideology. It's not a religion ideology. And it's just like fascism. Or it's just like fascism Michael and Nazism. Flynn. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Flynn is horrible. And,
yeah.
NSA pick.
I'm not the biggest fan of Islam, but to say that's just broadly across the board, so that's not entirely true at all. But yeah, so would this be considered draining the swamp?
No, it's just a different part of the swamp. That's all okay. The same damn darn swamp, darn swampy little tiny swamps, putrid holes of swamp, heck holes of neocons. Now we just have the nationalists in. It's like between the nationalists and neocons, which kind of right-wingers do you want in office? Right or farther right?
Yeah.
We keep moving to the right.
And we had an interesting choice this election. We had a good conservative Republican and then Donald Trump. And Donald Trump won. That was an SNL joke, but anyway. Like he said he was going to drain the swamp. He was going to get rid of all these old people who have been doing it wrong. But he's bringing on all these people who are like pro-Iraq war, people who have like the same mentality of the Bush administration.
People who want to execute Snowden.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people. Yeah, no, they're horrible. But I mean, it was going to be horrible either way. It would be horrible if Hillary Clinton's picks would be horrible too. They're all horrible people. Doing horrible things in their horrible system and changing which horrible person does it doesn't change anything, doesn't change any of the outcomes. Our lives were horrible before. These thieves steal from the people. Trump's already on the, you know, that. Why else would he want to be president so he can make a whole bunch of money just through graft? Great.
Yeah.
One giant long hustle game.
When I think of anti-establishment, I think of Mitt Romney. Chris Christie. No, this is not right. I don't understand how people are putting this thing together. But I think at the end of the day, the alt-right's been had. The alternative right, which thought that this guy was going to come in and institutionalize policies that they find favorable for their kind of white nationalist views. And they got a bum deal because from what I understand from the art of the deal, and I could be entirely wrong interpreting this, but from what I understand, it's basically not proposing what you want up front, but by proposing like an extreme version of it. And then kind of negotiating your way down to what you really want. So by the time people have already spent their outrage capital on the first terrible ideas that you proposed, so that by the time it gets to what you really want, it's a decent compromise. So he's going to like not like, oh, we're going to have Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie in my administration, and people flipped out, and then they go, okay, well, how about Romney? So what do you... So but if he just offered Romney at the front, people would have been upset. Like, this is an establishment candidate. He's horrible. What are you doing? But if he offers it in this kind of like progression, then people are going to have a problem, right? Or won't have a problem.
I guess Romney is probably seems slightly less offensive. They're all horrible people.
Yeah,
he
right.
Hides it better. And he's less he comes across as a less dramatic than Giuliani or Chris Christie, who are cartoon people.
Yeah, and he's also got magic Mormon underwear, so he'll be safe against bullets if anyone tries to hurt him while he's overseas.
There's so much racism on this show. Just lots of racism.
How is that racism?
Mormons
are not a race.
You know, we're all past that now. No, we know what's going on. No, it's all going to hell. These are horrible. No, his elections are going to be horrible. He's going to try to dangle Tulsi Gabbard in front of us, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
that'll be like the best. No, these are going to be horrible choices. Jeff Sessions. That's what. Why? We needed some dinosaur from the tar pit to be the Attorney General. Oh my God, he's horrible. He'll be worse than Eric Holder, and that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
that's really it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Everything is just it's a catastrophe. But you know, a catastrophe the other way too.
But you know, the bright side is pot's going to be recreationally legal in most of these states now. Right? Like, it got legalized here in Nevada, but I don't know how it's going to work out.
But Sessions doesn't.
Yeah, Sessions
thinks it should be a crime. He's horrified by marijuana users, medical patients, by the people who were sincerely helped by the ingestion of THC, which is a drug with so few side effects and so much of the upside and so many health benefits. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It makes me too paranoid to enjoy, but either way, I'm fine with other people doing it. I don't want to throw them in a jail cell. And I would never say something along the lines of, I wouldn't think the KKK was so bad, but if they smoked pot, I'd probably
think
less
of them. You know what's literally worse than the KKK? Is bad audio, and someone just emailed me and said Angela has bad audio. And it's not all that bad, but they said she sounds like she's in a box.
I'm in a box.
Yes.
During the break, I'm gonna.
She thinks outside of it.
I'm gonna have you take your mic out of the box and just put it in front of the box. We're also gonna check whether you're speaking into the correct front of the microphone, because different. Wait, is she doing it now? Okay, that's.
Wait, hold
you know,
on.
This
can
is
you
what
me?
You get when you have an unchecked police state, Angela. With moving microphones around on air.
Is it better now?
This is what you get when Jeff Sessions is nominated for Attorney General.
All right, what mic are you using? Is it one of those long phallic ones or a round like Yeti one? Ugh.
It's just everything has to. Not everything has to be a.
A is it shaped
lawn.
Like a rocket or a fist? That's still the same thing.
This is not helping. This is not helping.
And that just takes it all back to the beginning.
Do you know the name of the mic you're using? And I don't mean Sally or Bill or whatever you called it. I mean, like, you know.
Well, I did. It's
Brad
one
Pitt.
Of the ones. It's a.
It's one I recommended.
Technica.
Okay. Yeah, she's cool. Technica. That's my black friend. She got an Obama phone.
Oh, my God. You're so awful. All of you are horribles.
What did you say? You said something like that during the break, and I said you should say it on the show about racism and sexism. What was it?
Oh, my box fell.
Good. That's that could mean other things, too, Angela. That happens to women. I usually not until they get a bit older, but, you know. She's laughing so hard we've lost her. She's on the floor convulsing with laughter. My box fell.
She's laughing at her box.
That's what your kids are calling it now. All right,
but to give a good compliment, I will say she does think outside of said box.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of them.
Are you okay, Angela? Should we call?
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. It's hilarious, man. Okay.
Anyway. Freedom Fiends. Not even once.
All right, so Travis, thanks for writing us about the bad audio. This is what you've done. Are you happy with your
you broke Angela. You broke her. It's a Pottery Barns rule. You broke it, you buy it.
She spent an hour making that box, and then she went up to Michael's and Michael's Art Supply on Sunset and bought. She bedazzled that box. I've seen a picture of it. Her box has. You know, you ever heard? Now that's a funny joke. I heard a female comedian talk about that. She was staying at her sister's house, and before she went to go to the gynecologist, she used to have her sister's feminine spray, whatever that thing you're not even supposed to use.
Summer's Eve.
Yeah, like one of those. And she got up in the stirrups, and the male gynecologist said, "Fancy." And she was just horrified and found out later she'd used her niece's glitter spray, not her sister's Summer's Eve. That's some good.
Now some that's good. Thinking outside the box.
That's some right, good. Yeah. Yeah. That's bedazzling your box, but that's that's some comedy you couldn't
they
you tell me.
They have Adirondacks. That. That already exists.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Yes.
Well, they got some maybe because like someone heard this bit. This was like 12, 15 years ago. So, Angela, are you inside the box or outside the box?
Well, my face is just slightly in the box now. It's back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Man, things in West Hollywood are so weird. Everyone's faces are in boxes.
There's been sirens. There's been Pomeranians getting mad in the court.
Armenians getting mad?
Pomeranians.
Oh.
Taking the Pomeranians bowling.
I lived in Glendale for a while. There were a lot of Armenians getting mad in my courtyard.
Oh, yes, at you, yes.
Yes, don't because they knew what was in my head. Because, like Bob Dylan said, if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So.
The most humiliating minutes of radio ever.
Mensis Radio?
Mensa Radio?
That'll be one of the Fiends spinoffs will be Mensis Radio.
Mensis, yeah, you and MK talking about your hoochies and the marijuana plugs you buy at the store at the Whole Foods for the cramps. You know, there's a video of the cramps playing at some mental hospital, and some lady jumps up on stage and says, "I've got the cramps. What are you going to do about it?" And the singer says, "I got them too, lady, and I don't know what to do with them." Now that's some good Adirondacks humor on the fly.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli.
When the final element it's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
"Theme buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Theme buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're real true thieving, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're real true thieving, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're real true thieving, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're real true thieving, gotta collect them all.
Said that that person is why God made ball gags?
No.
Okay, good. I won't say who I said it about, but
yeah.
She's
cool. She's cool.
I'd hit it.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's not cool. I'd hit it, though.
No, I think she's cool now.
I think Angela just threw her computer at me. She's still there.
This is an assault.
By the way, Angela, I will just say for the record that I was actually talking about how I was not objectifying her earlier.
Objectifying
yeah.
her?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, and Ayn Rand is birth control right there. But speak up, Angela. You're way far from your mic.
It's fine.
I'm in the mic.
You know what? I'm wondering if your laptop mic is working, not your mic. Scratch your mic like this. Okay, now do the same thing. I don't think you're petting a dog annoyingly fast. All right, now do the same thing to your laptop, please.
Okay, I have to go get my laptop. I'll be right back.
What? Oh. What?
Wait. What?
What are you connected to?
Laptop.
That's a long USB cord.
This is a giant studio.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want me to do?
Well, if she's that far away from it.
Yeah.
She don't need to scratch it.
Okay.
You want me to mix and match here?
Yeah, come.
No.
I want you to rub the laptop to see if the mic's working on it.
Give it a good. Yeah.
Don't tap it. Just rub it.
Yeah, because then you'll just make the computer freeze, and then we're out of co-host, and then Michael Dean will have to talk.
Hey, stop talking, Jim. We're doing sound checks on the radio here, please. Angela, go ahead and rub. The laptop.
I'm rubbing the laptop.
Okay, come back. Yeah. It's not going to grant your wishes. I think your mic's working, but your mic's really quiet. I think maybe during the break we'll try to fix your settings in FiendFilm, because when you're 2 inches away from your mic, it sounds like you're 2 feet away from your mic, but your mic's working. So,
okay.
Okay, ooh, on FiendFilm.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, but you have to go across the room to look at FiendFilm, huh? Yeah. All right, so we'll do this during the break.
Yeah.
So, yep.
She sounds good now.
Yeah, she does. Do whatever you're doing.
I do sound good.
You sound great.
I feel good.
Differently. What are you doing different?
I love myself. That's what's different.
So you hated yourself for most of the show. You went and rubbed your laptop, and it granted your wish to feel good about yourself.
Like, no, I mean, I always feel good, but now I feel great. I mean, now I feel explosively good.
Oh, so you shot some kratom into your eyeball during the break?
And I know, I'm feeling right, no matter how wrong you both are about everything. About
the marijuana vaginal suppositories you get at Whole Foods, but in bulk?
They're not at Whole Foods. You have to get them medical. You have to get them through a dispensary or order them online.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it's a medical product.
Wait, you can order marijuana through the mail in California?
Yeah.
Really?
Some products I think you can get. Yes, you can get certain things mailed to you. Yes, if you're a medical patient.
Isn't that what Ross Ulbricht is sitting in a prison cell for 88,000 lifespans for, plus cancer?
Right.
The Fed should just do that. I don't want to give me any ideas, though. I'm going to shut up. I was going to say
they should just sell weed. They should drop the whole tax scheme and just like, we'll just sell you weed. We'll just grow the bombas because we have government money to grow the bombas. Like, we have science at our disposal.
If the feds just quit arresting people and started selling drugs, you know, kept them illegal but didn't enforce it and just sold drugs, their lives would be a lot better off, and everyone's would.
You go to silkroad.gov.
I love that scene in Breaking Bad where Walt is
EBT card.
Walt is having that kind of libertarian discussion with his cousin, the DEA, his brother-in-law, the DEA agent, about, like, well, you know, crystal meth was legal in, you know, like, this was legal and that was illegal, and what is it to say that one day this is illegal, and that, having this kind of libertarian conversation with him, and he says, Walt, you sound like every guy I lock up for 10 kilos of weed. Hey, man, it's all going to be legal next year when Willie Nelson's president. I can totally picture a guy saying that as he's being locked up. F the police.
But Willie Nelson lost it against Clinton in the primary, so now we're stuck with that.
Did he actually run this time again?
No. I'm talking about he's basically Bernie Sanders. That's the joke. That's the joke.
I don't know, man. Bernie Sanders' record, I like Willie Nelson's music has made me weep with beauty. Nothing Bernie Sanders has ever done has made me weep with anything.
His stuff from the 80s were god-awful. Can we just admit that?
His spoken word. Oh, his Adirondack stuff?
No, when he's
working
when he's,
blue after hours?
Where he's singing, like, kind of like bluesy.
Wait.
Nothing good.
No. You're talking about Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Nothing good is ever called bluesy. No music in history about. That's ever been good.
Yeah, blues adjacent.
Ugh.
Except Leonard Cohen. He had some blues adjacent stuff that was great. He had some cheesy stuff that was great.
You and the hamster in your brain.
America is waiting
to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends, be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia, laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozy, turntable mats, BIPstrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Different than a goatsy. Catsy, Google. Goatsy, don't Google. Hey, Jim. So there was a comment about the end times. You know, all these things like, well, hell must have frozen over because this happened and that happened. There was a comment on YouTube about that involved me. And it's about someone agreeing with me that Larkin Rose is worse than cancer on Hitler. Wait, that would be good. Worse than cancer under Hitler.
It mean worse than Free Kratom for Hitler.
Free Kratom for Hitler.
Yeah, that'd
is that
be
your
worse.
Band? Is that your theremin orchestra?
Yeah, we're really
Free
bad,
Kratom
and that's the
Hitler.
Point.
That'd be funny. Hey, so Angela, you had your audio.
You asked me,
how is my audio?
Yeah,
it's feeling good.
Good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it generally takes about 3/4 of the show before Angela's like crafted her buzz to the right point where she and her audio are perfect. You're perfect. All right, so
I feel perfect. I feel beautiful.
Jim, go ahead and read this.
Cereal Bola. Bola?
Ebola?
Is it Bola?
I don't know.
Or maybe somebody, it's cereal.
Somebody wrote.
Cereal Bully. Maybe it's cereal bully because it's kind of like spelled like hyperbole. Hyperbole. Michael Dean. Wow. When Michael Dean and Christopher Cantwell are agreeing on something, you know the universe is not aligned. This cultural nihilist garbage promoted by exploited by Larkin is why I got turned off by the libertarian movement a while back.
Well, dude, come on back. We're making liberty great again. We're making it kratom again.
Yes.
So
it's kind of funny watching all of these celebritarians just kind of slide downhill.
I know.
Yeah, and I think Barry Cooper, even though he hasn't done anything terrible, he's like, he's gluing himself to these people as they make their descent, and it's not helping him out at all. And I, and it's kind of sad because I kind of like Barry Cooper. But yeah, I think
you know it's Angela retarded. Built that. Angela built all of these libertarians dying and crashing and burning and wanking in parking lots in public now because she's actually had this secret cabal. It's a website I can't even mention the name of, but it's password protected. Do you want to talk about that one, Angela?
Well, about yes.
You and your friends get together and centrally plan the demise of bad libertarians.
No, I don't have to centrally plan. I do it myself. I'm a DIYer.
Yes, you do it yourself.
I do it myself.
Does it himself in a parking lot.
Yes. So
Rush fan libertarians, your days are numbered.
Yes. I don't take any joy because I want to. Yeah, that's the theme. Because I want to keep the anti-war movement solid, I will refrain from commenting on several of these dramas, other than to say that I have to. The other kin aspect was an interesting twist. I didn't expect that.
For people who don't know, that's people who are who identify sexually and in general as something other than human. And this woman, I had to Google that, other kin, like this woman who believes she's a dragon, and that's why she loves Larkin Rose, because he turned into a dragon for her over her bed, floating like something out of Harry Potter.
And she grew a second heart, and she's not talking metaphorically. She literally believes she has another heart pumping dragon blood through her veins.
Worms have four hearts, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe she's on her way to becoming worms.
By the way, I don't think she's contributed anything at all. Everything from what I've seen and from what I've heard other people talk about, it's just the same kind of regurgitation of stuff that we've seen like a million trillion times.
Who?
What's this the dragon lady's content, the dragon anarchist.
She makes content?
Yeah, she has like a blog and she writes stuff on it.
She has videos? I want to see her talk.
I think so. She also does videos too. But it's the typical kind of just regurgitating.
Well, that's what all of the every single celebritarian except us, and we're baby celebritarians. Well, that's why we're not famous. It's because we don't do what they do. What Jeff Berwick does, what Adam Kokesh does, what Stefan Molyneux does. All of them. Actually, Molyneux was a little different, but then he went insane. But all of these celebritarians...
He was always insane.
All they're doing is just repackaging stuff from the Mises Institute, which was probably watered down. Like, you know, it's fourth generation Jeff Riggenbach, really. And he's great, but, you know, he's not... He doesn't have muscles and smoke DMT on
on YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them are kind of just regurgitating other stuff, which is fine if you're a good communicator and you can speak well and all that other stuff. And but you know, there's this part of the movement, and I'm not bashing women when I do this. I mean, there's a lot of great women in the libertarian movement who could provide lots of good stuff, Angela included. But I mean, there's this other section. There's this whole other section where it's just like, I'm attractive, and I'm just going to say things that you like, and you're going to like me for that. And people just glob onto it, you know.
You know who's a little different?
They don't contribute anything at all.
You ever seen Katie Chaos? I like Katie Chaos. Katie Chaos is not famous. She gets, I don't know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 hits on some videos, which is okay. It's not famous. And she's very attractive, and the reason she doesn't... She's not a celebritarian is because she's not parroting the other stuff. She does weird, funny skit stuff. She was actually a fiend for about 3 shows. Do you know this?
Actually, it was 1 show, and I remember the show specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was, you know,
I'm not particularly a fan, but I will agree with you that she does like create her own content.
Yeah. And basically she's not a fiend because she was hard to get a hold of by email. Like I was supposed to send her smoke signals on Twitter book or something. Like, you know, like basically that's another criteria of fiends is I have to be able to send a mass email to all of you and have, you know, people respond of when they can do a show. And for her, it had to be something else. I don't remember what it was. And just she's a great person, but I can't make an exception every time I need to communicate to my cult to issue directives. So
Yeah.
So she was only on for one show, but she's great. I like her.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some problem with her stance on like vaccines, and she does kind of get into
Imagey
stuff.
Never mind.
But she does create her own content. You know, she doesn't just going to say everything that all the other libertarians are saying just because it makes me look, you know, it gets me popular.
Like some other libertarians. Yeah. Like,
and there's one in particular who is particularly terrible. All she does is like post like pictures of herself with a little caption saying like Google MK Ultra or, you know, Google Ron Paul. And it's like, this is not helping.
Objectivist girl, right?
No, it's not Objectivist girl. Objectivist girl would just kind of just she would. It's mostly Ayn Rand stuff, and she just regurgitates it. But that was her whole thing. Like that was a whole part of her whole project was to.
There's a great video on YouTube.
Her word
of her interrupting me. It's pretty funny. It's from Porkfest the year I went.
Yes,
and it's in Derek Slopey's hackubulence. And someone was interviewing Davy Barker and I, and she came in the room and was like, oh, a microphone.
Shanklin, right?
And she, yeah, no, he was in the room too, but she just came in the room and just like was like, oh, a microphone. I belong in front of that. And just started interrupting us nonstop while someone was actually trying to interview us specifically. And the tail end of it, where before I just walked out in disgust, is on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's just, really not though.
Yeah, the people I'm talking about are like,
that's not funny.
I wouldn't say Objectivist Girl falls into that. I don't think she really kind of views her sexual. I mean, she did talk about polyamory, but it wasn't really sexualized. Even though people did think she was cute, it's more like I don't know.
Well, then there's the polyamory podcast that has an ad that has the sex sounds in the background that are actually my wife and I having sex. Like they're doing a podcast about how great their sex life is, and they use a recording of someone else's sex life.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird, and I comment. I like those people. I like their show. I don't mind people using our audio for things, but that's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think the moral of what I'm trying to say here is like just create some content yourself. Even if people won't like it or if it's bad, you know, get some feedback and work on it. But just provide something. Do something like original.
Yeah. You know, and have 15 co-hosts, so you have at least 15 downloads of every episode.
Yeah, there's like always new technology. There's always news stories coming out. You can always find something to talk about. You don't need to just completely regurgitate it. Or just do what I do and just talk crap on everybody.
You know? I think for the last 15 minutes, we should have Angela talk about Trump. Yeah. Since people kind of expect
we already talked
the Trump talk, Trump, but and Angela hasn't talked much, and her audio's good now, and she knows she's beautiful and strong and powerful, finally, in the show. So, Angela, talk about Trump, please. Please.
Well, what I really just wanted was a vegan cupcake with frosting. But since that's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Get that
tonight.
Delivered in all hours in West Hollywood?
I probably could. I probably should get on Postmates and just bite bite it and do it. Get on Postmates and get that cupcake.
Where you have sex with cupcakes?
No.
It sounds like it. I don't know.
No. It's a food delivery service.
Cupcakes. Oh, okay. Sucks. Okay.
Oh my God! This whole segment is just nothing but misogyny and filth and more filth.
Cupcakes
and continued filth.
I don't care about having sex anymore, but I sure like to talk about it. It's pretty funny.
Filth. The Trump administration. Oh, who the heck cares?
Filth. Yeah, man.
The regime. The new regime is coming in. Everyone freak out. This will be the different regime. It'll be different in almost no discernible way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not transparent because he went and ate a steak dinner.
What?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Exactly. There was a news story, and it was a serious news story. I think it was by the Post or something like that, where they were freaking out because Donald Trump had the audacity to go and have a steak dinner with his family without alerting the press first. And I'm like, this is supposed to be serious, objective news right now. Objective. Are you serious?
But there's still a Tuesday kill list, though, right? Obama still pick people to die today.
What's Tuesday about it? I don't know the Tuesday part.
There's a Tuesday kill list when Obama picks who's going to get droned, basically.
Oh, every Tuesday he picks who lives and dies.
Yeah,
he unpardons the turkeys living in the Middle East.
Yeah, so it's great. I gotta worry turkey. About whether the guy has steak or pizza or whatever the heck his deal is.
Turkey. And I was watching TV this morning and I saw him giving out Medal of Honors to, like, you know, actors.
Yes.
Ooh, and Mama? A couple basketball players. Yeah.
And I'm like,
like military medals?
The honorary Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Honor.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, or something like that.
He
yeah,
should just it was one keep of those. Pardoning people. That's the only thing good he's ever done. He's done a lot of that. Turkeys.
You're listening
those
to
turkeys.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his Freedom
Fiends.
Tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
I hear it. I hear it coming. I hear it coming. I fear, feel it. I fear it.
I guess we're going to have an audition, I think.
Is there going to be an audition? A live audition?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be exciting.
It's not happening.
Oh, it's not darn happening. It.
So, apparently you're supposed to talk about Trump for the last couple minutes.
Oh, my God. Segment.
This is redemption, people.
There is no redemption.
Talk about
this is irredeemable.
Talk about the three small city states that are going to be completely unaffected by the U.S.'s military imperialism as redemption.
Yeah. I know I said I'd go away, but I see the dude there. Is the dude there?
Yeah, the dude is there.
Say hi, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, he's buffering hard.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's he's buffering hard against, on Kenny G
that's
right
not
there.
A strike, not a strike against him, though. Could be a strike against his internet, but we'll see. So,
hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
But what? Yes. But what is internet speed? But a side of your character.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Means that you're not getting the good internets.
Real fiends have good internets. Yeah. You there, Brandon? Braden? Is it Braden? Brandon.
Creamy radio internets, right yeah. there.
He's dropping.
Oh well.
He's buffering hard.
Next time. Which you should probably set it up for like later. Yeah. Anyways, so why is Trump horrible?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? But no, it's the question is, would he be any more horrible than the other choice? Well, we don't have Hillary Clinton, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
My problem, though, is that nobody's going to oppose him. With Hillary, you'd have all the Republicans opposing and nothing you'd get done with Obama.
I'm with gridlock. I have that bumper sticker on my car, actually. It looks like the Hillary
Tommy
bumper
Barker
sticker.
Made that, I think.
Yeah. It looks like the Hillary bumper sticker that says I'm with her, but it says I'm with Hillary. But yeah, mine says I'm with gridlock. So that's kind of what I was hoping for, was just having like a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Democrat where they can just sit there and fight again, because the last few years of Obama was just meh. Because he couldn't
Angela,
really
what
do
did
much
you do on election day? Did you vote?
No.
No. I'm a freedom fiend. What are you talking about? We don't vote.
I voted.
Fiend phone.
Oh, yeah.
Fiend
you voted
phone.
For who? Yourself?
I voted for Gary Johnson because it's exactly what his running mate didn't want me to do. Bill Weld endorsed. No, Bill Weld endorsed Hillary Clinton, and I was like, "Well, if he doesn't want me to vote for his own candidate, he's
really? Wait, what?"
Yes, Bill Weld got on Rachel Maddow, and she was asking him, like, "Do you think that it's going to be a bad thing that you be a spoiler?" And he said, "I'm here vouching for Hillary Clinton."
Man, that guy's never going to work in this town again.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And I had a little thing on my sample ballot, like how I'm going to vote, and I was going to check. Because in Nevada, you can vote none of the above. There's actually a none of the above.
Yeah, but if it wins, what happens?
I think the Electoral College votes, I think they just throw away the Electoral College votes.
See, I would like it if none of the above meant that if the majority voted for that, they dissolve that post for the next 4 years. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I would vote then.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a good argument. There's been like this movement going around to getting libertarians to vote, but to vote a blank, blank ballot. No.
Yeah, go away and come back, Brandon, after the show. You're messing it up.
Yeah, it's just to cast a blank ballot, so that way you're actually saying I don't approve of anything that you're doing. That's it's kind of like an
action
system.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
It's radio chaos.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Just hang
audio.
Up, man. Just hang up, man. Crime. I'm turning him down, so at least he can't do any more damage.
Yeah.
All right, the audition's going swimmingly.
So yeah, that's the big push, and I kind of like that idea, but I don't know. I like to kind of cast some hell.
Okay, now he's making you drop out. Just go away. Just leave, Brandon. Just stop. Hang up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. Okay. He heard me.
All right. So
yeah, while there's 45 seconds left, we won't have people dropping out.
Right. Yeah, either don't vote or vote blank ballots. You got plenty of time to make that decision.
I think Brandon just voted blank ballots on the Freedom Fiends. Yeah. That's the same effect as shooting blank ballots.
Yeah.
Angela, take us out. I mean, not.
Oh,
really,
I can't. I can't. No, I won't. I don't know. I can. Can I? Good night. I just love everyone. Take you out. Take us all out. But I just want to say good night. Thank you for just a wonderful radio experience. I'm so grateful.
Push.
Yeah. Worms.
How grateful are you?
Sounds kind of creepy.
Are you really grateful?
How grateful are you?
Oh, God.
Let me show you my
Angela
shoes.
Angela loves being on this show.
Allegedly. Yeah.
That's the Not a Guarantee Lulberts app. It's free on the Google Play Store. I'm pimping it, unlike the guy whose show it's actually for, Jim.
Not a guarantee.
Hey, I have to get up in 4 hours, so good night.